is our Browns beat reporter, Daryl Ryder. He covers everything, actually. And he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Hi, Daryl.
D.
Hello, boys. I have not been traded.
Just Are you sure? Know.
Give it time.
I'm sure. I have not been traded as of the beginning of this conversation. Subject to change in the next 15 minutes.
I've got some news for you. You've been traded to a shortwave radio station in Antarctica. For a player to be named later. And cash considerations less than $15. Is that all right?
That's about worth what I'm worth. So there you go.
All right, Daryl, you've had a chance to kind of take a breath because there's no practice today. Just kind of reflect on what you, your overall feeling on camp. And I still think yesterday it was live tackling. What? They went live during practice yesterday? Are they trying to step it up? Is this a new, meaner, leaner, aggressive football team that we're about to see?
Well, I don't know about any of that because practice really didn't look any better yesterday than it did the previous couple
of
days.
But they went live. I mean, in between charting throws from all three quarterbacks that were out there, I mean, it's either chart throws or, oh, my, they're going live.
Yeah, I mean, look, Kevin Stefanski, obviously, one of the points of emphasis this training camp is to crank up the intensity, to make this a tougher football team, a more, as he'd like to say, calloused football team. I don't know that that's going to help them score any points this year, but I get it, and I certainly understand it. It was surprising yesterday because we're all looking at each other like, we're pretty sure we have never seen this before in a Kevin Stefanski training camp where they are tackling live. So I don't know if it helps him win any more games this fall, but it was a surprising sight to see, that's for sure.
Well, Kevin Stefanski had talked about some of that stuff, Daryl, so maybe they're trying to get tougher, more physical, which isn't that kind of what football's all about?
Yeah, it is. You know, let's be honest about it. The Browns haven't been the most mentally tough team in recent years among the league leaders in pre-snap penalties. That absolutely has to change this year. Their margin for error this year is basically next to none, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So you can't be starting first and 15 because of a mental lapse. You're already behind the sticks with just what you have to work with. So it's something that they've looked at, obviously, this offseason. It's something that, you know, Kevin Stefanski has wanted to make a point of, and that is that they just have to be more mentally and physically stronger. And I'm not convinced that it's going to help them win any more games this fall, but it is nice to see Kevin Stefanski once again, because he's done this throughout his coaching career, but here in Cleveland. But it's nice to see once again that Kevin Stefanski is willing to pivot and make changes in an effort to make this a better football team.
Daryl Ryder, Browns beat reporter, who has covered every second of camp, minicamp, and everything you possibly can think of. Michael Woods released injury designation. Yeah. Your thoughts on that? And obviously that creates opportunity, especially where we're hearing there's some young guys, free agents, that are kind of pushing these guys a little.
Yeah, and I mean, look, receiver continues to be a major question mark. I think that that's fair to say. I mean, you basically have Jerry Jeudy. We have an idea what Cedric Tillman might be, but he's got to be healthy and he's got to go out there and prove it, right? And then it's just the rest of it's just a bunch of question marks. Now, that potentially could be camouflaged this year because of the volume of 12 personnel they might plan to deploy, throw into the running backs out of the backfield as well. But yeah, receiver's a problem on this team. And it's something that they're going to at some point have to address. I don't know that there's any solutions through the waiver wire, but you know, definitely in 2026, that needs to be a focal point to bring in some help at that position. Because again, there's just way too many questions in that room.
There's one thing about the wide receiver, Daryl, that I think, okay, that's great. Luke Fleurier from Kent State, local guy, getting a lot of pub. Same thing with Gage Larvadane, whose name has popped up like crazy in the last couple of days.
Yeah, him and Shedeur Sanders, I think, are BFFs.
Which is all great. The only thing I'll say, Each one of those guys is 5'8" and under 180 pounds.
Oh, is that a problem?
Well, I'll go with one of them because, you know, but two of them, I don't know. And you have DeAndre Carter, who's 5'8". But at least, at least he weighs 190.
Well, they're also trying to tell us a 5'11 quarterback can play too. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you there, Jeff.
Wow, Daryl.
It's kind of a salty.
You can have one 5'8 wide receiver. I just don't. I don't want to keep my fingers crossed on Cedric Tillman and Deontay Johnson, right, and then fill out the squad with a couple of 5'8 guys.
Well, and look, Deontay Johnson's starting to have himself a nice kid.
Yeah,
right?
He is, isn't he? Yeah,
but you feel like he's a ticking time bomb too.
You're wondering, right? You're wondering.
Right. I mean, that's my big concern with him. He's a ticking time bomb. So that's kind of why I omitted him a little bit. Whatever you get from him is gravy. I have no expectations to get anything out of him. So if they're able to get some production out of him, that's fantastic, right? That's a win. No question about it. You mentioned DeAndre Carter, right? Could we finally maybe see a little something from Jamari Thrash? Caden Davis, you know, who's getting some reps. I would be surprised if Luke Floria made the roster, but that's just me. And I'm not hating on the kid. I just think that there is a little bit of an uphill climb for there.
Well, sure, yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of thinking that he's a guy they're going to try and sneak through and get him to waivers so that they can maybe, you know, put him on the practice squad.
Sure.
That's now, that can change. A lot can change between now and the end of August, right, in that position room. But let's give the kid his flowers. I think he's doing everything the organization wants. He looks good on the field. I just feel like maybe for him, it's a little bit of an uphill climb. And look, I think there's a possibility they actually don't keep six wide receivers on this roster. I think if they're going to keep the four quarterbacks, the position group that will have to sacrifice a spot is going to be that wide receiver room instead of keeping the customary six that we're used to seeing. I think they keep five.
Well, let me throw one thing at you, because we're in agreement about, you know, the talent. Your fingers are crossed that there's enough talent there to make it work. Right. My guy DJ Chark signed with Atlanta, so he's off the board. Would you bring
my condolences
in,
to you?
Thank you very much. Would you bring in a free agent who's out there, or would you just sit tight and wait and see how it goes?
I think right now, for at least the next 2 weeks, let's see what you got. Okay,
through the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see what you got. Let's give some of these guys a chance to keep getting the reps that they're getting, and see if there is a little something there. There's no harm in that. Now, when we get toward the end of the after we get through the preseason, we get toward, you know, cut down day, the last Tuesday there in August. My thoughts are going to change, I think, significantly. But for right now, Jeff, they're no harm, no foul. Get these kids reps. Let's see what's there. Hope, fingers crossed, hope you find a little something, right? Somebody continues to surprise and perform well, and you want to give them a shot. But I think it's when you get to that initial 53-man roster construction and actually beyond that on the Wednesday to follow, I think that's when you've got to look, okay, let's get serious here. We need to bring in another receiver off the waiver wire. Now, I'm going to caution Browns fan not to commit the mistake that they have committed often so many other times after the initial 53 when waiver claims started to be filed. There is nobody they're going to claim on waivers that's going to help them to win the Super Bowl. I just want to throw that out there.
See, I agree with you on that. I do. I wonder, though, you know, would a vet like Keenan Allen now, but I'm kind of with you, though I'd like to add talent to that group. Let's see what you have. You know, let's see if any of these guys can step up for you. What's Cedric Tillman look like for you so far?
He's looked all right. I mean, look, outside of Jerry Jeudy, nobody's wowing anybody out there right now. I think we know what he's going to be. But again, he's got to be healthy and available, and he's got to show it. Look, this is an offense that is not scoring a lot of points in training camp right now. Okay, these are like Eric Mangini practices. They're not scoring. And when they are scoring, it's because they're, you know, finishing the play, if you will. Okay. That's like really super concerning to me because you need to score points. This is not a high-powered, prolific offense by any stretch of the imagination. I think part of that is the quarterback situation. Part of that is skill position deficiencies. But, you know, it's going to be on Stefanski here to kind of craft something that can work with what he's got. He does have some pieces. He's got David Njoku, right? He's got Jerome Ford. Harold Fannin Jr., I absolutely love. I think that kid has the potential to be an absolute beast in this league. Nice. I think that is one hell of a third-round pick there by Andrew Berry. Big, big fan of that young man. It's just been very underwhelming watching this offense perform. And, you know, I'm caught between the middle, right? Okay, well, is the defense back? Are they just that good? Or on the other side of the corner, okay, is the offense just that inept? You know, are they that caught up in this quarterback competition and the consistently inconsistent reps, you know, because they're, you know, five plays, it's Joe Flacco. The next five plays, it's Dylan Gabriel. And then it's back to Joe Flacco and vice versa, right? Oh, well, we got to get Shedeur Sanders on the field for some reps. Let's throw him in there for, you know, 5 to 7 plays. Like, you're not able to really establish any rhythm. So, like, I'm trying to grant them the grace of this competition and trying to feel out the quarterback position. But I'm telling you, they're 7 practices into this thing. And 5 of them I have left with Eric Mangini traumatic flashbacks from watching his practices because there's no points being scored with any semblance of regularity. And when they are, it's from the finishing. Like, you can't, they're not clean, if that makes sense. Like, it's not clean, explosive plays. So it is a tough evaluation because we've had a couple of practices in pads. One of them was live. And again, I'm caught between defense being back and elite and really, really good, and they're just shutting these guys down versus, yeah, the offense is what I feared it was going to be going into this season, and they're really going to have to ground and pound the football this year for them to be successful outside of throwing it to David Njoku, Harold Fannin Jr., and Jerry Jeudy.
Daryl, as always, thank you. I do have to let you know, I'm sorry about this. The shortwave radio station at the South Pole has rescinded the deal with you. You did not pass the physical. However, I am hearing rumors now that there is a ham a radio operator somewhere at the North Pole that was willing to put up $16 rather than $15. So there's a chance your trade may still go through. Congratulations.
Well, I better work on my Santa chuckle then if I'm headed to the North Pole.
Well done. Well done.